Rob Beale, Managing Partner of Morris Owen. Good to speak to you again, Rob. Are you okay?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. So we are into the autumn, well into the autumn now. I can't believe it's October. And we've got a budget coming up in November. Is it normally October? Is it normally a statement in October, isn't it?
I think it is a bit later this year. But the thing is that any government doing a budget, really, well, apart from Liz Truss, should be putting it through the OBR in the first instance. And they take about 10 weeks in order to understand the impact of the budget measures. So that always delays things.
So this is a budget, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So it's two budgets this year, and that's unusual. It was a budget. It was a spring budget, wasn't it?
It was a spring statement.
Spring statement. So we are back to one budget and one statement a year. And I know you've explained to us previously the difference. So the budget really is the big one, isn't it?
Yes. And I think this is the one that people are concerned about, what's going to happen to our taxes, etc.
Indeed. It's a little, quite a bit of a way off. I'm sure we'll speak again before then. But any early indications as to what we might have to look forward to in it? If that's the right phrase.
I guess if you look at what the government's doing and what's happened with the economy and what's happened with interest rate and gilt rates, she has no room to manoeuvre. And it's a question of how much she needs to raise taxes by, compared to how much she's going to cut spending or impact on that side of things. I guess the only thing that's changed over the course of the last few weeks is politically things have not gone well for the government. And therefore there's been some speculation that as a result of that, that perhaps they won't be as bullish in this budget as they would ideally want to be, simply because politically they're not on, you know, stable ground at the moment.
Indeed. Is there anything that could obviously be done, do you think, that would stimulate the economy? You know, we've got Trump trying to do his through tariffs and things like that, although it's counterproductive in a way, isn't it? But he's certainly trying to get people investing in America in terms of manufacturing. We had the news the other week, how long that'll be, I don't know, but this massive investment in technology, AI and what have you. Is there anything that you think or you're picking up from people you speak to that is an obvious thing that could really help?
I think there's two things. One, first and probably the most important thing is there is so much uncertainty out there in the business community that people, if they don't have to make a decision, aren't making a decision. If there isn't an urgent need to recruit or invest, a lot of businesses are saying, I just don't know what the world looks like at the moment, and therefore I'm not going to make any decisions if I don't have to. And therefore I think actually to get to a position where there's some certainty as to what the economy looks like, what's going to happen with interest rates, what government policy is going to be over the next couple of years, is probably the most important thing. I think probably the second thing is businesses are still coping and reacting to changes that the government made in the previous sort of budget. You know, the NI increase is coming through. More and more people I talk to are saying that's bad, but actually the increase in the national minimum wage is really what's stoked wage inflation for me, and you're seeing it in the hospitality sector. Yeah. And I guess from a tax perspective, it comes down to does raising headline rates of tax actually bring more tax in? There's something called the Laffer curve, which is an economist's theory as to how tax works. And the logic is if you increase taxes so much, people stop creating wealth because their attitude is all going in tax. And therefore, sometimes there's an argument that says, actually, if you lower tax, it stimulates growth and therefore brings more tax into the government. And I think they need to think very carefully that raising taxes is squeezing economic growth out of businesses. And maybe they get a better answer looking at not squeezing businesses so much.
Indeed. Yeah, absolutely. That's a very interesting perspective on it. It's going back to what you just said there a moment ago about the uncertainty. I mean, you know, we could have been sitting here 3 years ago and we were saying, oh, things are uncertain. It's been a long, long period of uncertainty, isn't it? Longer, I think, than I can ever remember. Now, obviously, up until, and certainly up until the credit crunch 2007, there was the kind of the cyclical boom and bust of probably about every 7 years or something, yep. wasn't it? There was the cycles that we went through that Gordon Brown, understandably so, attempted to smooth out. But it's a flat line, isn't it? It's a very, very long flat line at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the problem is as a country, we have got so much debt. You know, more money goes paying interest on our debt than goes into the NHS on an annual basis. And when you're faced with that starting point, you wouldn't run a household like that.
No.
You know, and actually somebody has got to get to grips with that. And I'm afraid it's not just a case of, oh, we're just tax everyone. Actually, you've got to look at that balance between taxing, paying down debt and what you can do to make it work.
Yeah, exactly. There is, it's kind of a, you know, maybe that should be our perspective, that we do need a reset, and maybe we do need to be a little bit worse off for, you know, a couple of years. Maybe that's where we're at. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I guess it reminds me, and I vaguely remember this because whilst I look old, I'm not as old as people think. But mm-hmm. but if you go back to the late 70s, the economy was an absolute state. Now, I'm not getting into the fact as to whether Thatcher was a good thing or a bad thing, whether you agreed with the politics or not. But one thing she did do was, under her government, she got the economy back on a stable footing. And to me, that's what a government needs to do. And actually, I don't mind pain if you can see the benefit of it. I object to pain where it's just a continuous process that doesn't seem to be actually achieving something.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been well documented. And you know, this is the accusation that's made at the leaders of late, is that, you know, Margaret Thatcher had a vision. You knew what she stood for, whether you agreed with it or not, and you knew what she was trying to achieve. And again, whether you agree with that or not, and whether that was a good thing or a bad thing in retrospect. But there was clarity, and that clarity clearly brings down uncertainty. And I do think that's what's needed now, isn't it? Whether it's right or wrong in the annals of time, there needs to be some clarity at the moment.
Well, you take any business succeeds because it's got strong leadership. Everyone knows where the business is going. Everyone works hard for the business. And a good business owner then is very clear that if they're getting it wrong, they need to change, but make those changes to get to that end goal. I don't see any difference with the economy. You need strong leadership where there's clarity as to what the direction of travel is and why things are being done. And I guess at the moment, as I say, you'd sit there, and I'm not being political about it, because it's not just this government. You look at the previous government and you say, well, you know, when was the last time we had proper strong leadership where you knew where the country was going?
I think that's the issue. Rob Beale, as ever, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.